Good morning, and welcome to Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour on KKRN Community Radio, 88.5 FM. I'm your host, Janie Seeger, and for the next hour, we'll be sharing the good news in song. Today's music journey is titled His Amazing Love. Everything God does reflects His immense love for us. We are the family of God, we're His beloved children, and He will never abandon or forsake us. These songs that I play cross many styles of the gospel genre, and they feature local talent as well as international artists. If you'd like to hear your music played on this show, please send your CD to Heaven's Radio, P.O. Box 990-095, Redding, California, 96099, or email your MP3 files to heavens_radio@yahoo.com. You know, God doesn't love us because we're good. He makes us good because He loves us. I'm going to kick off today's music journey with the Man Clan, What If He Loves Us? God is in love with you, then you can only live your life reflecting and radiating that love. Here's Temple Vale, Give His Love Away.
Look around, you can see someone with a heart that is bleeding. They need to know that there's a hope out there. Who will go if not us to take this message to the lost and let them know that someone cares? Oh, we're in this together. We've been called to love one another. Show the world a better way. Oh, he gave his life for everyone to sacrifice. And we will see a brand new day. Love away. It takes more than just words, the empty phrases that they heard, to prove what we say is true. We gotta roll up the sleeves, get down in the dirt, right down where the people hurt. Yeah, that's what we gotta do. To love one another, show the world a better way. Oh, he gave his life for everyone to sacrifice. And we will see a brand new day when we give his love away.
Love are synonymous. Love is not an attribute of God, it is God. Whatever God is, love is. Here's Jessica Andrews, Make Me Love You.
Trees painting silver on the leaves.
Did you know that God sings to us? I founded Heaven's Radio Music Ministry because I have a deep love for God, and I'm so blessed that it lets me serve Him doing what I love to do. Music has been my life's work, and every experience I've had along the way has brought me to this point where I am today. Zephaniah 3:17 tells us, "The Lord your God is in your midst. The Mighty One will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing." How awesome is that? Here's Sonic Flood, "I Could Sing of Your Love."
Set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down.
Whoever does not love doesn't know God, because God is love. Here's Babby Mason, "Love is the More Excellent Way."
I could speak with the tongues of men and angels, but if I don't have love, I'm just a plain and simple. I could have the faith to remove a mountain, but if I don't have love, then I have love. Love is patient, love is kind, love is humble.
Heaven is a place almost too amazing for words. There's golden streets and a crystal sea. God will wipe away your final tear at the gate. We'll know only love and no hate. There's no death and sickness, and Jesus will reign forever. Here's the Downing family, if that don't make you want to go.
John saw a golden city, New Jerusalem come down. 12 jasper walls and gates of pearl, such splendor all around. And he tells about a river of life that flows beneath the throne, where we'll drink and live eternally in a mansion all our own. Oh, if that don't make you want to go, brother.
If that don't make you want to go,
sister.
If that don't make you want to go
to heaven,
I don't know what does.
Say there is no heartache there, and no more curse of sin. No sickness and no cross to bear, and death can't enter in. No fighting and no battlefields, no war, no enemy. Where the lamb and lion lay side by side in that land of perfect peace. Oh, if
that don't make you want to go,
brother.
If that don't make you want to go,
sister.
If that don't make you want to go
to heaven,
I don't know what does.
Fear, our faith will be made sight. It's a glorious land of endless day where Jesus is the light.
Got a lot of friends and loved ones there, and a Savior I will meet. And I'll lay my crown of jewels down when I bow at Jesus' feet.
Oh, if
that don't make you want to go,
brother.
If that don't make you want to go,
sister.
Don't make you want to go
to heaven.
I don't know what does. I don't know what does.
From the moment we invite the Holy Spirit into our hearts, a transformation takes place. God gradually changes our habits and our likes, and these changes are so gradual that we may not even notice them at first. Once we recognize it, though, we wake up each day asking for more and more change. God is amazing. We're not perfect, but He still loves us, and nothing will change that. Here's Sherry Kagi. He will love you.
Just as you are.
You're listening to Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour on KKRN Community Radio 88.5 FM. I'm your host, Janie Seeger. In order to keep these programs on the air, KKRN depends on the support of our listeners. If you haven't already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to KKRN at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065, or find that donate button on our Safe Secure website at kkrn.org. You can sign up to become a monthly donor there as well. KKRN will be hosting our biannual pancake breakfast this month on Sunday, April 30th from 8 a.m. till noon. Breakfast includes all-you-can-eat pancakes, wheat or corn, with real maple syrup and butter, plus fresh fruit salad, scrambled eggs, sausage, orange juice, and coffee. Your $15 price will also include live entertainment. This event will be held at the Mountain Community Center, 29775 Highway 299 East in Round Mountain. Come on out April 30th for some good down-home cooking. We hope to see you there. And finally, another way that you can help is by donating your car, truck, boat, or RV to the KKRN cause by going to careasy.org or by calling 1-855-500-7433. We thank you.
To the heavens, your faithfulness stretches to the skies, and your righteousness is like the mighty mountain, yeah, and your justice flows like the ocean's tide, and I will lift my voice to worship you, my King, and I will find my strength in the shadow. To the heavens, your faithfulness stretches to the skies, your righteousness is like the mighty mountain, yes, your justice flows like the ocean's tides, and I will lift my voice to worship you, my King, and I will find my strength in the shadow of your wing.
faithfulness stretches to the skies.
You just heard Third Day, Your Love, O Lord. Our friends in Altered Hearts have finished their new album, What I Believe. You can purchase your copy, available on all streaming platforms. We would like to thank Altered Hearts for inviting Heavens Radio to be a part of their amazing project. Brian Nunes wrote and sings this next song, My Heart's Melody. It's a beautiful love song to our Lord and Savior. Here's Altered Hearts. This portion of our show is just for kids. Today we'll hear God's story, God Loves Us, followed by a sing-along song for the little ones, Jesus Loves Me. Here's Kids Corner.
God's story. God reminds his family he loves us. So part of God's story is about how God reminds his family he loves us. It goes like this. For some reason, God's family has always had trouble remembering that he loves them and keeps his promises. It's happened throughout history, and it still happens today. The great thing is, God loves us so much that he's given us some pretty cool reminders. One of the first reminders God gave us was right after he saved Noah and his family from a huge flood. God wanted Noah to trust that there would never be a flood that big again. So he set a rainbow in the clouds and told Noah to remember to trust him every time he saw one. We still see rainbows today. Sometimes, even double rainbows. Anyway, years later, a man named Abram was told he'd be the father of God's special family. This was before Abram had any kids at all. So God gave him a new name, Abraham. Every time he heard his new name, Abraham remembered God's special promise. And sure enough, God began a family through Abraham. But as the family got bigger, they suffered in a land far away from their home. Now God promised them a beautiful new home, even better than their old one. Problem is, while they waited for it, they had to sleep in tents in a desert. Before long, they completely forgot God was creating a home for them. But since God always keeps his promises, they did get to their new home, and it was wonderful. But God asked them to sleep in tents again 1 week every year. That way, they'd remember that God loves them, even when they go through tough times. And actually, it's a lot like how we're waiting for Jesus to return and recreate the world into our perfect home. Well, later on, Jesus came to earth to rescue us, but people still forgot God's love. So Jesus told us to remember he loves us and takes care of us when we see birds and flowers. Birds don't grocery shop, but they eat. Flowers don't buy new outfits, yet they always look beautiful. And Jesus knew that even after he rescued us, we would forget he loves us. Kids, Jesus' rescue was the most loving act in the history of the universe. But even Jesus' best friends would need reminders of it once he was in heaven. So Jesus gave them, and us, another way to remember. It happened during dinner the night before the big rescue. First, Jesus broke bread and said to eat it and remember that he broke his body. He drank wine and said to drink it and remember that he shed his blood. The disciples didn't understand what that meant until later, after Jesus died to rescue us. We still eat bread and drink wine to remember Jesus' rescue. It's called communion. Well, 3 days after Jesus died, he came back to life. And guess what? We get a reminder of that too. See, Jesus invites everyone to follow him and join his family. When we get baptized, we show everybody that we made that choice. Baptism reminds us that Jesus was buried and came to life again. Now, even with all these reminders, we forget sometimes. That's why Jesus told us stories like the prodigal son. The prodigal son ran away and acted like he didn't have a loving father. But as soon as he wanted to go home, the father welcomed him back as a son. He even gave him a robe and a ring to wear as reminders that he was part of the family. And when we forget God is our loving father, we can return to him as sons and daughters in his family too. And that's the story of how God reminds his family that he loves us. So, in case you missed it, here's the quick version. We forget God loves us. God gives his family reminders, like rainbows, new names, tents, birds, flowers, communion, and baptism. He told us stories like the prodigal son. We still forget. But God always reminds us and welcomes us back to his family. And that's a part of God's story.
Where would we be without God's amazing love? We would be living in a world of sin with no chance of redemption. We would be facing a final and merciless death. God, through His love and sacrifice, has given us a future. Through Him, we have hope, and we can anticipate an eternity side by side with Him in a glorious heaven. Here's Rachel Robinson, Amazing Love, You Are My King. Sing along if you know it.
My joy to honor you. forgiven because you were forsaken.
Here's Kenny Rogers, The Rock of Your Love.
Lose myself in this place. Strangest smile on my face. The hand of blessing or beginner's luck. Here I stand on the rock of your love. Something steady sure feels good. I always knew somehow it would. I've traded chains for the wings of a dove. Standing on the rock of your love. Let the storm clouds roll. Let the rain flood my soul. I'll still be here when the troubles come. And I'll be standing on the rock of your love. This old world should fade away. If I got you, I'm not afraid. And I will face whatever comes. 'Cause I'll be standing on the rock of your love. Let the storm clouds roll. Let the rain flood my soul. I'll still be here when the troubles come. And I'll be standing on the rock of your love. When the troubles come, here I stand on the rock of your love. Lord, I'll be standing.
Here's Jason Crabb. Love is stronger.
Even there, up against the impossible. You
wrap up our music journey with Love Lifted Me from the Bayou Boys. But first, I want to thank you for joining me on this beautiful Sunday. You've been listening to Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour. If you would like your music played on the show, please go to our website, kkrn.org, and at the bottom of the page, click on my picture for ways that you can get your songs to me. While you're there, please click on that donate button and give what you can to help support KKRN Community Radio 88.5 FM. Let's also give a big thanks to the folks that we count on to put these shows on the air and keep this station running like a fine-tuned, majestic bellophone. God, through His wisdom, love, and sacrifice, has given us a future. My hope is that you have already invited the Holy Spirit into your heart and that He's begun your transformation. I look forward to that bright and glorious day when we can bid goodbye to this world racked with sin and take our place in heaven. God loves us so much. Let Jesus light your path and you'll never lose your way. I'm Janie Seeger. Please join me here every Sunday at 10 a.m. for Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour. Now stay tuned for American Roots on KKRN Community Radio.